Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
What is the thing that most people get wrong about quantum leaps and taking things to a completely different level? Not incremental or gradual growth, but exponential growth. What is it that people get the most wrong about this concept?
I could be wrong on this myself, yeah. But I'll tell you what I think it is. I think that they go at too many things at the same time. There's a lot of talk out there when you read the self-help books about, well, you need to set goals in five areas of your life. You need to have a financial goal, fitness goal, a spiritual goal, a family goal, you know, and so forth. I don't argue with that. I'm just simply saying, you want to make a quantum leap? You want to go for a real breakthrough? You want to skip several rungs on the ladder? Well, quantum leap goals, they have a big appetite. If it's worth it, you don't mind making some sacrifices. Super high performers have kind of lopsided lives. It's worth it to them. And so I would say, if someone's going for a quantum leap kind of breakthrough, you need to say, for the time being, it's worth it to me. I'm not going to try to do all this other stuff. The best way to go at that as a first step is to create some white space. You're wasting all kinds of time. Most people have vast amounts of time that they can salvage, they can pull together and put to a higher and better use.
They're wasting it, or they're not using it as effectively as they could.
If we think about the highest and best use of our time, that 80-20 payout thing, you know, that 80% of your results come from 20% of your time, how you invest 20%, that's where you're getting your real payoff.
The law of attraction has been something that's been more popularized over the last couple of decades, where people want to manifest more in their life. They want to manifest things that create more financial freedom or opportunities or success. And they want it to be more effortless. So there's some correlations to the quantum leap where it's like, how can you work less hard and just turn around and see things differently and walk through a different door more effortlessly? What's the differences or the similarities between a quantum leap versus the law of attraction?
In our brain, we have our own Google search engine. That's the way I like to think of it, the reticular activating system. And when you set a goal for yourself and it's clear and it's honest, it's genuine, there is commitment to it. There is real desire behind it. That want to factor is there. That triggers the reticular activating system and it goes looking for the ways and the means and all of that to make that come about. And it works 24 hours a day, 24/7. Whereas your smaller mind, your conscious mind, it goes to sleep at night. But the power plant over here, the power plant is the big mind. That's the subconscious, the unconscious, whatever. And it's far bigger and has far more power than the conscious mind. And the way we really get that working on our behalf is we have a clear goal. It's something that really matters to us. And we hold that goal in front of us. But that's a little lame by itself, I think. Why would you leave it there? You need to also be acting with what your Google search engine comes up with. What are you going to do with that information? We need to be doing the work also.
Just thinking about something in the unconscious mind of like, I want to attract this, I want more of this, that alone isn't going to get you the results. We need to be having a game plan and something that we're consistently doing to work towards that exponential leap as well.
We talk about the four steps in the quantum leap methodology. First, you have to have a very powerful aiming point, your goal. Next, I talk about relentless pursuit. Not just laying back in bed and saying, I'm thinking about this beautiful home I want or this beautiful whatever.
Relentless pursuit.
Relentless pursuit through failure, setbacks, missteps, all of that kind of stuff. Then the third step is mind work, managing the two voices in your head. giving most of the airtime to the hero voice. The villain voice says one thing is critically important. It's the good message that it brings. Be careful. The villain voice says, be careful. Once it's said that, and you've understood what it had to say and what it was talking about, I got it. Shut up.
It's kind of like the difference between taking risks and being reckless.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be reckless, but take risks.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to take risks in order to create that leap. But being reckless is different. You're just blowing the whole thing up and then you have nothing.
No. The fourth thing after the mind work is tracking.
Assessments.
Monitoring managing. Your results.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tracking, keeping score.
That's true.
And
so
you
key.
Know, look at athletics. They
so
keep,
key.
They track everything.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's how you give feedback to yourself. What do they say? Feedback's the breakfast champions. You got to give yourself some feedback.
Man, and you got to be willing to take the feedback without being frustrated with yourself or without being hurt by it.
There was a study that was done, 250 small, medium-sized companies, and they found that those that tracked their performance real time doubled their chances for reaching all their goals over a 12-month period.
Because there's data behind
there's,
it. There's information. You can say, here's the real feedback.
I mean, that's the truth serum.
Is what I'm doing getting results?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Now it's black or white, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, can you show? And I think it's also helpful for team members that it's like, hey, I'm getting consistent results month after month. And I should be rewarded. They should be rewarded for that. If you can get consistent results of your thing, cool. Let's help you make quantum leaps, right? But without the data, without that feedback, it's hard to make a case for yourself in any area of life.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.